Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Busted, a Citizens Guide to Policing Canada. You're the one who needs to see this. You don't know anything about how to deal with cops.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
Don't look at that. People in general. This
Cough syrup.
This movie
from a cataract. I'm Rick James, bitch. I'm the baddest motherfucker in the world.
This movie is a little dated now, but still provides a lot of information, a lot of very handy tips and I don't want to call them tricks, intelligent ways of dealing with police in a stressful situation. This really isn't for any of us. This is so we can tell our friends. All of us are smart enough never to get into these sort of situations,
never,
have these sorts of troubles. So this is, we're going to give our friends this very useful information. In this movie, there will be some not the most stellar acting, but a lot of very handy moments. It shows the wrong ways to do things, which can be really embarrassing to watch sometimes, especially when you're watching someone do them before your very eyes.
Yeah.
And the right ways to do things. I'm Andrew Greenberg. I'm on the board of Georgia Normal, National Organization for Reform of Our Marijuana Laws. And thank you. And while this is not a pro or anti-drug movie, it is about protecting your rights. We do not in any way recommend that you go out and break laws. We recommend, however, that you do protect your rights. A lot of people have fought hard for these over the years, and they're there for a good reason. To my left, want to introduce yourself?
Oh, sorry, Cara Mikus. I'm a litigation paralegal from Denver, Colorado, and one of Andrew's oldest and dearest friends. I come here to throw the law aspect on it to kind of counteract his pro whatever.
Pro rights.
Right. Okay. No. Well, no. Wait. That's
fight the He-Man. And to my the degenerate to my right.
My name is David Prescott. I've actually been a cop for almost 20 years, and before that I was a Marine. So I'm pretty much an ass.
He is the guy in here with the mirrored shades and the like. He was the youngest police chief in Georgia for a while. He trains police officers for the academy and so forth.
Been an academy instructor for like over 12 years, firearms instructor for 16. And oh my freaking God, I've been closer to being killed by fucking rookies on the range than I have in the Marine Corps being shot at by actual people trying to hurt me.
So he's going to give us the more into the inside view on how...
I'll give you the common sense approach how not to get your ass kicked by the police.
And relief.
Yeah.
The first part of the session is just showing the movie. We won't talk much during the movie, though I will point out a few things that have changed over time. And then at the end, we'll be glad to take any questions. We'll talk more generally about ways to protect your rights.
Okay, take the voice points down.
He doesn't want to hear me talk. Still arrest you, even if they don't have cause to arrest you.
Yes.
It's called the POP laws.
Pissed off the police. It's called generally disorderly conduct, public drunk, blah, 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 blah.
But the idea here is that while you might still be arrested, and being arrested will fuck up your weekend, will fuck up your month, being convicted will fuck up your life. So a lot of the laws, a lot of the guides in here are to keep you from being convicted. They'll also lessen
wow.
the chance of you being arrested because, as Officer Prescott to my right will say, the number one rule is respect the cop and not interrupt his reading break.
Yeah, dude. Here's the reality of it. We're lazy. I mean, I've been doing it for 17 years, but there are a bunch of cops out there that got small fucking cocks. And they got nothing better to do than fuck with you. Me, personally, I like to read. I'm sitting in my car. I'm an assistant chief of police right now, which I like being the number two. It's like being Darth Vader to the Emperor. I've been the chief of police before, and I don't like that shit because I got to deal with the council, too many personalities. Right now, all I got to do is go, what is thy bidding, my master? Motherfucker gives me... Does my cussing offend anybody, first off?
I am hard.
Okay.
Me.
Fuck you!
I might blush.
Well, I hope you do. I can really make you blush, but that's not the point.
Not those cheeks.
But the reality of the issue is, when I'm working, I usually sit on the side of the road and I mark speed limit, generally 35 or 45, and either it's 55 mile an hour or 35 mile an hour, and I read books. Georgia state law says I have to give you 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. That's standard Georgia.
And that's,
now,
that's
me, I give you 15 plus. If you're going 55 in my 35, you will get stopped.
Where are you parked at again?
And here's the other thing I want to tell you. There ain't a goddamn motherfucking thing you can ever do to talk your way out of a ticket or going to jail with me, but there's 1,001 things you can do to talk your ass into jail.
Yep.
Example. I've stopped people for having a taillight out. A lot of people don't know their fucking taillight's out. I don't sometimes know when my shit's out. So when I stop you, the last thing I want to hear from your goddamn ass is, why the fuck you stop me? Because at this point, we're going a little bit further than just, sir, the reason I stopped you is you know you had a taillight out. No. Now I'm going to check your license. And heaven forbid if you have warrants or a suspended license. And you'd be surprised how many fucking dumbasses have that shit. I'm like, God, what the fuck? And I'm thinking, not only did you just fuck up my reading, now I got to take you to jail. And I don't necessarily like having to do that because that takes time out of my ball game. I mean, there was one time I had to pull over. I called her, me and my boss called her Klingon Commander Corps. Because, and the sad thing is, I feel sorry for the girl because she was fucking batshit crazy. It's one of the first times I ever pulled over somebody that was drunk because they hadn't taken their medication. And this was awesome. She walks up to me and goes, hey, sir, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. You know where that is? I'm like, yeah, I live there. And she's going, well, I just went up to visit a friend of mine in New York. And then I got turned around West Virginia when I went through the crop circles. And there were these people, and they were like, no, that's what she was. And they were like going, I'm going to mess with you. And I'm going, how do I get to Atlanta, sir? And she's doing shit like that. I'm going, Jesus. If she can just make it out of the city limits, I'll be okay. Now, then she walks back across the street to the Mint Mart, and I'm sitting there every night about 8:30 closing the place down because it closes at 9. And then she's talking to some other girl, and I hear her go, well, I think the cop across the street there told you how to get up to Atlanta, didn't he? And she's like, yes, but... And she's doing some fucking Shatner shit.
Hey, he's here.
Yeah, I know.
Did he make it?
I know he was sorry, delayed.
Yeah, he made it, unfortunately. Anyway, then she takes off that way, going the direction I kind of told her. Then the lady comes across the street and goes, I think that girl's messed up. I think she's high on something. I'm like, I don't think she's high. I think she's just not high on what she should be high on. So I take off after her, stop her, and the fucking woman's off on the side of the road here. Stop her, and I called the fuck my boss. He's like, can she make it out of the city limits? I'm like, I hope so. No, she doesn't. Because literally she starts driving on the wrong side of the road.
Shit.
And we're talking about Georgia 85, not Interstate 85, but Georgia 85, which is still heavily trafficked. It's like... I'll stop her and we call the judge, and the judge's like, just arrest her ass for fucking reckless driving and bring her to court next month. It's like. And then she pees in my back seat! And then my boss is not very, I mean, he's like fucking with me. He's like, well, dude, you live up in Atlanta, man. Why don't you just take her home? I'm like, because Klingon Commander Corps Bird of Prey ain't working. But yeah, basically, just be nice to the police, and we really got better things to do than fuck with you. Seriously.
So, Dave, is it true? So, if someone acts intelligent and is relatively polite, if someone says, I don't consent to a search, but you're not even asking for a search anyway,
no.
Unless you know they have something.
90% of the time, I'm not going to ask you for a search unless I know for a fact you got some shit. And then I say, hey, man. You got any, like, guns, knives, bazookas, any kind of shit that's going to blow my ass up? That's usually my line.
Mm-hmm. The funny one.
It kind of, you
levity.
Brings it down. Most people are going, no, man, I ain't got shit. Man, you can search my car. And if they say, well, no, I'm like, okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask you to hang out here while I call a canine unit. Because recent law says I can call a canine unit as long as it don't hold you up for
longer than a normal traffic stop, right?
Longer than a normal traffic stop, which the Supreme Court has never really decided how long is.
But this isn't actually.
But usually, in my opinion, it'd be 30 minutes or more.
So if the cop does say that they're going to hold you for a canine, if it takes a significantly long time, it is something you can throw out. A lot of these things aren't going to stop you from being arrested. It's to keep you from being convicted. So the canines might come and find something. May not have been something there in the first place. But then you have an ability to start arguing, they held me for far too long, it was unreasonable, etc. And then you can get it thrown out. That's the fight. Can't hear me? Man, usually I'm really loud and obnoxious. I apologize. Okay.
You are a loud, obnoxious son of a bitch.
I do my best. I've been learning from the master.
You're overshadowed by David.
Not being loud.
The information here is to keep you from being convicted. Things like the officer held me there too long for the canines to show up. He should have let me go. That is a level defense. All of these are just levels of defense toward an ultimate. Towards ultimately being either found innocent, having the case dropped, or so on. No one of these might be the thing. You are building up levels of defense along the way, and that's what you want to be doing if you're in a situation like this. The idea that you never consented to the search. Also, again, there is a benefit to affirmatively asserting that you wanted to go. Officer, am I free to leave? Hey, officer, can I go now? Etc. If you're not saying that, an officer can make a case, and you can correct me or not, that he never objected, it was fine the whole time, that he consented the whole thing. So you do want to be affirmative. You want to be active in getting yourself out of the situation.
But the last thing you ever want to do is be perceived to be rude. Because a cop, like I said, we've got the PLP laws, pissed off the police. We'll take your ass to jail in a heartbeat if we want to.
And unfortunately, sometimes being educated and, oh, I don't know, female, gets you in trouble anyway.
Yeah. And crying don't help your case none at all.
It makes it worse.
Yes.
A friend of mine gives tickets for crying. Not for crying, but if she cries, I'll give her a fucking ticket.
And also, the reality is, the fucking GBI sometimes likes to do stings on us. I like to see if we're being honest. And I have like a freaking hot chick want to show off her boobs or shit to get off a ticket. And it's like, nah, you're going to jail. Because I remember the only time I ever called for backup, and this was awesome, man. It was like 35 Coweta County Police and Noonan PD show up. Because I said,
so y'all know.
299 needs some backup. Because we didn't have cameras in our car back then. For several good reasons, actually. Seriously,
Coweta
when I
County
started policing
in
Noonan, shit, it was like policing L.A. back in the 60s before that whole civil rights bullshit.
Yeah, Coweta County, Noonan, don't get pulled over, please.
No, it's bad. It's bad.
It's really bad.
I don't work there any longer. I'm working someplace else.
So it's gotten a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Pun monkey.
Dave, we actually have here because he's one of the good cops. He is one of the cops who won't beat you down for any reasons of race, religion, creed, color, sexual orientation, just for the usual pissed off police reasons.
Yeah.
So
basically, if you fuck with me, I'm going to tear your ass apart.
Which is different from some Georgia cops.
What book are you on?
He wants to have the next one to hand to you if you
fail. Yeah. I hear you. But basically, me, I'm kind of, right now, I'm at the age of my career, don't fuck with me, and I will not fuck with you. And if I stop you for something.
You're not pretty enough for me to fuck with you.
Oh, you say that now, but about four drinks later, we're going to be laying hungry eyes in the theater, and we're going to be laying hungry eyes in my room.
Wow. Okay.
We're actually at 11, and we can keep rolling for a little bit longer, but I want to make sure that if anyone has any specific questions, that we address them, because really we can do any of
the real legal issues that you've had to face or the like in specific situations that have come up. One thing that was in the movie, I forgot to mention at the time, when they are hassling the guy who's sitting for the bus, they say that he might not have to show them his ID. The Supreme Court has ruled on this since then. And the Supreme Court has ruled that if state laws say that you have to show them your ID, you have to show them ID or face the penalties associated with not showing your ID. In Georgia, Georgia is one of those states where if a police officer asks for your ID, you have to positively identify yourself. What positively identify yourself really means, usually involves food, is a good question. Usually showing a photo ID is part of it. But
yes, yes, sir, it does.
It changes the more.
My ID is cracking, yes. But in Georgia and most states at this point, if you are asked to show your ID, you have to, or you can be arrested just for not showing the ID. It's usually not a heavy penalty. But one of the interesting things about Georgia is that we only have two levels of crime in Georgia. Every crime in Georgia is either a misdemeanor or a felony.
Felony.
And a misdemeanor, which includes parking tickets, speeding tickets, a roach, anything like that, can get you a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. And they're having people who've spent that long in jail for very minute amounts of drugs, for speeding, etc.
I'm going to ask you a question here just because I'm kind of out there. Where is it not that any crime is not
a lot of places have what's called either a civil level or they'll have a different title for it. And some of the cities in Georgia, some municipalities.
Well, here's one thing I want to throw out there.
And that's only a ticket. That's a place where I can only get a ticket for possession of marijuana.
Marijuana.
You want some now?
Yes.
I'll give you the Kraken, but we got hotel rooms here, okay?
Well, like I said, I'm going to throw one thing out now.
Okay, I'll take some.
This is a general question. Can anybody out there tell me how many people I've actually had to fight that's been smoking marijuana?
How many people she had to be?
Zero.
Zero.
Now, on the other hand, how many people have I had to fight in like almost a 20-year career that have been drunk on alcohol?
A lot.
All
a
of them.
Fucking lot. So, personally, if I stop your ass for marijuana, if you've got less than a pound,
this is why he's one of the good ones.
I'm probably going to confiscate it from you. Give it to a buddy of mine. I'm going to take it from you. And that's going to be it. Because I don't believe in locking your ass up because it's like, yeah, I wish everybody had smoked that shit because I wouldn't have to fight the motherfucker.
But they drive slower and cause problems.
Yeah, it's like I'm Rick James, bitch. I'm the baddest motherfucker in all.
You need upholstery, though.
I have a question about... Is this thing on?
I have a question about graffiti.
Okay.
Okay, are there different levels? I've heard that stickers are legal. And I've heard that wheat pasting is not as bad as spray painting.
The differences are damage level.
Yes.
It's, in Atlanta, the difference is damage level.
Yes.
It's not in any methodology. It's not how you apply. It's nothing except how much damage is someone going to say you did.
Unless
and
it has to do with money. So if a
he says that the younger X-Men get off free from this one.
Yes.
But the older ones get in trouble for it. No, it's purely an issue of damage. It's $1,000 again.
Criminal damage in the first degree or second degree or criminal damage to property.
Unless it has something to do with.
Oh, gang signs is weird in Atlanta too.
West side bitches.
It changes if the graffiti has to do with like a company goes out and puts up a bunch of signs they weren't supposed to, and they're using it for profit.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know that.
It changes it slightly.
Okay, we do
Why
art.
Did something go up in the what area lately that we haven't seen?
My friends
no,
and I are.
Well, it basically
the ability to create graffiti is what we want to know.
We're artists. We put art in the street to affect the people for free instead of making them go into a gallery.
So that would be yes.
It's damage level. If no one can claim, if no one's going to claim a damage level, they're going to have a hard time doing anything.
I suggest now, chalk.
I heard someone in New York was arrested for riding on the sidewalk with chalk.
Now, graffiti is New York's. I'm talking Atlanta, Georgia law.
Well, we live in Birmingham. My friends were actually also arrested for drawing on the wall with berries.
Any Birmingham ideas?
I don't know. I'm thinking that you are beautiful,
man. I know people who did that. Yes.
So my brother, My brother's shop is here in downtown Atlanta. They get a lot of graffiti. The owner of the shop went and knew the guys who were doing it and went and talked to him. He said, look, the front of my shop, I'd like to keep the way it is. The back and the side, I want you to paint it. If you talk to some of the shop owners, they might actually want you to do this, yeah. And you don't have to go through all that
to do it. We do. We talk to as many people as we can, but even still.
Yeah. I've not heard, for Georgia, I've not heard specific applications, media, or anything like that to cause the issue. I've always heard the damage level is where they'll create the penalty, whatever the arrest is.
Yeah, it's generally criminal damage of property or criminal trespass.
Have you actually ever messed with anyone for graffiti?
No.
Stopped him from reading his book.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm not sitting there and watching some asshole going...
That's not including all the graffiti on your ass.
Right? Well, oh, you put it there, bitch.
I was wondering how he knew it was there.
I got a mirror because I'm the baddest motherfucker in the galaxy.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I'm still not loud. Man, how am I not loud enough? This is the first panel I've been on where anyone's complained that I'm not loud enough.
You're not projecting.
Projecting.
You're not projecting.
The other thing in here that I have a little bit of concerns in the movie is that sometimes the actors are a little snide in their comments when they say, am I free to go, and the like. The idea is not to be snide to a cop, not to be an ass, because that will delay the things. It is to be cordial and friendly. Am I free to go?
Even if you're lying.
Here's the reality of it. Chris Rock had it best in his shit, how not to get your ass kicked by the police. First rule, be polite. That's all you gotta do, be polite. Because seriously, most cops don't give up. Most cops are like Honey Badger. They don't give a shit.
Honey Badger.
They don't give a shit. All they want from your ass is, yes sir, no sir. You just say yes, sure. Yes, sir.
And by the sure way, as shit, Super don't Trump call him Will Wheaton.
Most accurate motherfucking police movie ever goddamn made. And the cops tell you it's not, have small fucking dicks and aren't even cops. Just saying.
I'd like to know
that last night, I'm thinking.
Websites for the law. I found the traffic laws for my state online, but I'd like to know the city ones and... other state laws, too.
The reality of it, city cannot overrule state. State law is state law. City rules, they can have them, but they have to reflect state law. So whatever happens in your city reflects the state.
Yes, state laws are a lot easier to find because in most states, the state statutes are straight up there, word for word, and easy to find. Atlanta, I know, has most of its regs up online, but it can be a pain to use that. I don't know about the other municipalities in Georgia. Are you Georgia or elsewhere?
Elsewhere.
Okay. I can't speak to other states. But, yeah, like Dave said, the state regs usually set the limits, and the penalty levels are usually defined by the states, with a few exceptions. Like, Atlanta does have some civil levels for...
And also, and I'm going to step in here, guys. So if you go online and you punch in muni codes for wherever you're looking at, you can generally find out whatever type of city municipal codes are out there. The city codes always follow the state codes for the most part. Sometimes, and this is where it's important, when you go to defend yourself in court, the city codes might be a little more explanatory in what they will allow and what they won't allow as opposed to the state. So the state does always override, but if you're cited for something under a muni code, that's what you're going to court for, not the state code.
I recently looked this up for Clarkston, Georgia, for a friend of mine got arrested for some gibberish, and finding their municipal codes online was a real pain and were outdated by the time I looked at them. So that's the other issue with expecting a city's codes to be online. But that's a very small city within the Atlanta metro area. So if your main issue is trying to find them and it's a small city, good luck, and you're probably going to have to go to the courthouse. But the good thing is at the courthouse, they actually will help you find those things usually.
Okay, I was told there are differences. What are the differences for what officers can do for quote-unquote investigations?
Be a little bit more specific.
Can do in what sense?
What are you talking? I mean, give me an example.
Like if officers come in plain clothes, we're conducting an investigation, we need to ask you some questions. What does that change as far as searches and anything? Anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
But I will tell you one thing right now, and this is something a lot of people do not know. I don't have to fucking tell you your Miranda rights. If I lock your goddamn ass up, you're just locked up. The only time I have to read you your Miranda is when I'm actually questioning you. And this goes beyond, like, what's your name, date of birth, where you live, blah, 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 blah. This is, like, when I'm actually questioning you for what you did. Like when Hug Me gang raped that dude that
by himself.
What do you
he
mean that one
him?
Time?
Five times.
No,
keep your name out of it, man.
Seriously, I thought you had the right to be Mirandized whenever you're arrested.
No. It's only because the
except
only thing that happens. The only thing that happens on a Miranda is they'll throw out your confession.
Yeah.
If a cop seen you do it and bust you, I don't care. They don't care about your confession.
No.
Well,
because if I lock you up, it's like, I don't give a shit. Because I have had 1,000 people say, well, fuck you, cop. You ain't read me my goddamn rights, so I'm going to get off in court. And they'll go before the judge. He's like, well, he didn't remember rights. And Jay's like, you didn't have to. Did he question you?
These are those levels of defense, again, that you need to set up. If the cop doesn't read you your rights, then theoretically you can tell him whatever and get rid of it later because the cop never told you the right to a lawyer. The only reason you have a right to a lawyer is so you don't say stupid things.
Which most people do.
There's a whole nother video we show, which is called Never Talk to the Cops, which is done by one of Pat Robertson's lawyers.
I'll throw one thing out there.
Pardon?
It's on YouTube. It's a great video. Great video about why you never talk to... I'm not talking to you. Why you never talk to the police.
So how often do you get someone really smart? Who does everything right?
One of the things that Dave will say,
or
is
have you ever?
He's never had anyone refuse to let him search him.
Yeah.
And you see this, you'll see this on videos on cops and the like, and it's true. People will consent to search when they have bales of drugs in their vehicle.
I mean, right now, my parents live in Troop County, and they're always giving me their Troop County bulletin paper. And there's this one cop from Hogansville who constantly stops some dumbass. And he's profiling. I know he is. There's no way around it.
They don't profile anymore. What are you talking about?
Yeah, really. Here's the reality of it. If you're black on a fucking Friday night, riding with a white dude, don't fucking go through Hogansville. Because those motherfuckers are going to stop you. And here's the other thing. If you are black and you are a white dude, riding with a said black dude, have a good story. Because here's the reality of it. Motherfucker dumbass one says, I picked that hitchhiker up. He was a hitchhiker. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he's actually Sling Blade.
Hitchhiker number two, who is Carl, going, funny, ha ha, not funny, gay. But here's the reality of it. The second dude, he will give a totally different story than the first dude. It's like, how retarded are you motherfuckers?
And then I will
like
separate
eight
you for
pounds
a reason.
Of pot in a goddamn car. Really? Really?
And
seriously.
And remember that the sheets are not very hidden in Georgia, whether you're black, gay, Jewish, whatever, or any sort of...
You're done! Had to throw it out there, man. We was watching some fucked up ass shit the other night, man. It was like alternate history. This goes beyond the cop show. It's like, what if Adolf Hitler won the war? I'm like, yeah, there's no fucking way Hitler would not have attacked Mexico.
Really? Well, there's oil.
I have, like...
Here's some more from the X-Men girl.
Anyway, I have kind of an experience story, and I kind of wanted your opinion on it. At the time, I wasn't doing anything illegal. I was parked. I was parked, and my window was down, and I was with a friend, and a police officer rolls up behind me, and he gets out, and he he just immediately starts yelling at me, and he's like, "I smell marijuana, I smell marijuana," and he reaches into my vehicle, he tries to open my door, yes, and then he unlocks my door, pulls me out without knowing anything at first, handcuffs me and searches me without any kind of consent or anything, and then puts me in the back of the cop car. He did question me and did not Mirandize me or anything.
Yeah, he don't have to.
Yeah, okay. I was very polite to them, and I was very cooperative, and...
Did you get your ass beat?
No, I did not.
Did you get arrested?
No, I did not.
Okay, you're lucky.
But he did ticket me for two things.
Did he molest you?
No. But he did search.
You
he did search
we
my my girlfriend.
I'm trying
and
to
he
get
was
the motherfucker
a male
up.
Cop.
Leave me alone, Andrew.
Unfortunately, with vehicles, cops can pretty much do whatever they want. You can shut your front door
like
and
cloud.
Say, "No, I'm not consenting to you coming into my
it's
property."
Like
but
it's
when
North Carolina, I have something to share about that. I just have experience.
Okay. Well, those are all state driven, but for the most part,
tell us hotness.
For vehicles, there's nothing to stop them. They can make up whatever excuse there is. You got a taillight out, I got a reason to search your
or
car.
Or my favorite, taglight. Taglight. Everybody's taglight's fucking out. And no one knows it.
The idea behind this, again, there is no way to stop a bad cop, which Dave is not, from being a complete ass and from arresting you.
Oh, Dave is a complete ass.
Yeah. He's an incomplete ass.
And she likes
ass.
Me.
So, but the fact that you weren't arrested was, I will bet, because you were being polite and intelligent. Intelligent helps a lot with these situations,
yeah.
No matter what you deny.
He's cute, too.
Well, and maybe he didn't have anything going on, so.
And actually, I will say the cop was out of order, and
yeah.
If you were videotaping it, you would have had a good case against him.
In court, can't you request the dash cam to be
Yeah, and we all. Okay. Let me rephrase that. My current department, we have some fucking awesome dash cams. But back when I worked for Noonan PD, this was awesome. Instead of giving the super, like every other fucking department in the goddamn world, that the supervisors only could pull out your tape and put on you one, the chief gave each officer their own tape and said, "If you get caught doing anything stupid, take your tape out and erase it."
I'll remind you, this is Noonan in Coweta County.
And this was even more awesome. Because one night, I'm working, I'm doing a double. It was awesome. The next day, after my 12-7 shift is over, my partner Lane calls me up, who's my best friend at my ex-wife's wedding, and says, "Hey, man, whose car are you going to be?" I said, "I ain't get my normal car, man. I got to drive fucking
Billy Bob
Turtler's car." That was his name, Turtler. Not his real name, but and the X-Men chick is hot, by the way. And anyway, I was like, "Well, what the fuck you want me to do?" He's like, "What car are you in?" I said, "I'm in 101. He said, "Thank God. Pop it out. I got porno in that car." And then I'm looking at the chair going, and he's like, "Yeah, I did." I'm like, "Fucker!"
When you have a specific situation like that, yes, you can try and push it, but it's not just Coweta that's going to erase the tapes a lot of the times. You can request it. I've done this panel before with a fellow named Jerry Weber, who will have the epitaph on his tombstone, "I Wish I Had," which is, "Had sodomy and fornication legalized in Georgia." ACLU lawyer. He's a great lawyer and really did get both sodomy and adultery legalized. This is Georgia. Sodomy and adultery made legal in Georgia.
Sodomy perfectly legal, aren't
there? Are folks right, who will so. Take those, but those are really tough cases to push. Again, like we say, it is a little more difficult to keep cops from acting outside of what they should be, from violating the law specifically. And the ACLU and other groups will try. There are some very good lawyers in the metro area who will fight those sorts of cases. Good case. They need to be pretty sure of the evidence. Video is going to help as best they can. But in reality, the best bet is to do exactly what you did. Act intelligently through the whole thing. Didn't even get arrested. You probably wouldn't have gotten convicted out of that.
Here's the reality of it. I'm a cop who don't give a shit. It comes down to common sense. The only thing it takes to be a good cop is common sense. There's one problem. Common sense is not
uncommon. It's uncommon.
And you got a lot of cops out there who have fucking tiny goddamn dicks.
Or they're rookies.
Same thing.
Not even that. I mean, seriously, I was a rookie. I didn't have a false small dick. That motherfucker. Goddamn. But the point being, be polite. If you break the law, you break it, okay? But just be polite. And like he says, I mean, it comes down to court. And if you've been polite, blah, 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 not done anything fucked up, the X-Men chick is really hot. And just go with it.
Pull out the handcuffs.
Yeah. But the point is, just be polite.
Is this another forum?
Don't do anything stupid. And like, when it comes to asserting your rights, yes, you can do that, but don't do it in a fucked up way like you're trying to overstep my authority. Because you might have a small dick motherfucker out there who's going to be like, really? Okay. Well, your ass is going to jail, motherfucker.
Okay, but what's important to remember here is this is really only true for the most part of auto stops. When you are at your home, you have the absolute and total right to shut the door and tell them, no, they can't come in without a warrant.
Ooh. All right, let's get your story first, and then Dave will tell you exactly what he would do in that situation.
Something. State of North Carolina, they can claim it. If they claim they smell anything, you waive your rights. They can come in and search your shit.
They can claim that anywhere.
They can claim it, but it doesn't matter whether or not it's actually there. If they claim it, that holds up in a court of law.
Not anymore.
In North Carolina, it does. As of when this happened a few...
This is Sullivan, which is what? Three or four? No, not Sullivan. Sullivan's the game. There's a few years ago, the Supreme Court, very recently, police can only fill a warrant out or can only search based on a warrant based on the conditions of the warrant. And in addition, if a cop says they smell something, they're only there searching for weed. Now, if they find something that's an immediate threat, you've got a bomb, that's a different story. But if they say they're searching for weed and they find
a pile of cocaine.
That's questionable. that's questionable.
That one? Oh.
But you are getting to levels where your lawyer can get these things thrown out. The cop said he smelled weed. They found something else and busted you for that. That is a level of defense that the police, that your lawyer can start putting in there to get the case thrown out. These are more recent decisions that police searches have to fit within the parameters of the warrant. In other words, if they have a warrant for guns and they find drugs, you can't be convicted of the drugs. And this is Supreme Court recently, which is one of the rare times Supreme Court's found on the side of more rights. Police can come in and search freely when they find, when they believe there's a threat to the community, when there's an immediate threat, you're up there in your attic with a shotgun again.
Well, one of the problems is the police aren't experts on what the Supreme Court has said. The photography thing. The Supreme Court has absolutely decided if you're outside with a camera and you're taking a picture, it doesn't matter what it's a picture of, the police cannot take the camera from you.
But they will still expose the film.
They cannot take the camera for you. In fact, it got to the point where the Supreme Court gave the police five questions they're allowed to ask you. That is all they're allowed to ask you. And they cited Homeland Security and said, this includes Homeland Security.
What are the five questions?
Are you pretty?
What's your name? What are you taking the pictures for?
That's pretty.
I don't remember all of them.
I do it.
But
this happens over and over again almost every day.
And the film gets yanked and things like that. Yes.
Always use digital.
We'll make him airtight for later.
And we'll keep talking about the point that police will do the wrong thing either consciously or unconsciously. This is, again, to keep you from being convicted, going to jail, having...
Here's the other thing that goes along with being the police. If you fuck with the wrong police, no offense, but they'll do whatever the fuck they want to do. Seriously, what are you as a citizen going to do?
Hire a lawyer.
Yes, that's the only thing you can do.
And there are good ones
in this town. Because there are a lot of bad cops out there. There's no way around that. And if you piss off the wrong one, he's going to take you to jail. He's going to fuck with your rights. The hell with your rights. He's going to do exactly what he wants to do. He's going to come up with some trumped up charges.
There are also a lot of really bad lawyers, too.
Remember, we're in Atlanta where we have police shooting grandmothers and thinking they can get away with it.
Oh, she had that coming, though, man. I'm
that's
saying.
What they said. And it takes a significant effort.
Yeah, your weed, right?
Or searching grandmother's diapers.
TSA, we're not even going into TSA on this one. That's a whole different rant. You had a question. Did we answer that to any level of where it wanted to be answered? Okay.
Crazy 101.
You know, I just had a quick question. It was mostly with regards to when you're approached by police officers, either if they're plainclothes cops or if they're in uniform. If for whatever reason you suspect that they're not legitimately a police officer, but you can't like prove it at the moment, what can you do?
Are you safe asking to go to a lit location? Can you demand identification?
Basically, yes.
All
that sort of things. Like, what are the best ways to defend yourselves at that point?
If you question the legitimacy of the police officer, want to make sure they're witnesses, what do you do?
Because I've got my ID right here. I mean, you can ask for ID.
How old are you?
I'm
being
41,
a woman,
bitch. I'm Rick James. God damn it.
Being a woman, if you question the validity of an officer at some point, say in a traffic stop or whatever, you have the ability to go to a more lit area and request a backup officer before you're required to get out of your car.
Yeah.
So they have to call in, and it's likely, and I don't know this for certain, but it's also likely that you could probably call in before you actually step out of your car and check on their IDs with the local 911 unit. I say it's likely.
I'm going to throw something in there on that
one. I
want
to throw something in there, too.
Go for it.
If you're a woman, you have the right to request a woman to search you.
Oh, yeah.
They will call someone in, just for a traffic stop, though.
The problem is it's except for Dave because he'll go back to his car, he'll put on a dress, and he'll come back out.
The other thing about the police identification is
I do.
So
funny you should ask. I have him in a two-piece.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think you should see me when I did John Luke Dick card.
I have that one. I have pictures of that one. Yeah.
Requirements for them to show badge are municipal. There's not a state law in Georgia that they have to show you their badge and badge number and the like. We've had police on this who said what they do to identify themselves is they hand over a business card. I doubt that your county gives you guys business cards. Yes.
You can have those made.
There is, to my knowledge, not a requirement that they show you the badge and badge number.
Here's the reality of that. If you want to go to like a well-lighted place, don't run from the police. Because I've had a lot of people not want to stop. Go to a place that's decently lighted, tell the cop, I want to be a real lighted place.
No, you just look up and go, huh? There's not enough lighting here.
And then you get...
If you're in a car, it's a lot easier because you slow down, you flip on the hazards. If you're walking, it is not easy. If you're on foot, there's not an easy way to do this. You can
request
it. The
reality of the thing is, tell the cop, hey, look, I want to get in a well-lighted place, blah, blah, blah. A lot of cops who
okay.
They're all going to get pissy. Who don't have a small dick
aren't going to have a problem with that, but you're going to have a lot of smart-ass motherfuckers who are going to beat your ass. Sorry. It's going to happen.
I don't know a good way to do that if you're on foot. If you're driving...
Excuse me, can we go to a well-lit place, or are you going to beat my ass?
I want more people to see it.
Well, with you,
the other
we
issue
know
is
what that is going to be.
That if an officer claims there's an immediate threat, an immediate danger... Yeah, there's no good way to deal with that. A halfway intelligent cop who stops you for some reason will get you there. A halfway intelligent cop will go ahead and take you to a place. But there's no requirement that I know of in Georgia law for that.
Yeah. The problem is most cops in Georgia, like I said before, common sense is not that common. And unfortunately, there's a lot of us out there.
Is that common in Georgia, all this stuff he's talking about here?
Which stuff? How do police act?
Police abuse and the way they act.
I'll say it's common everywhere.
Yeah, across the country.
It is not just Georgia.
Whether
this is common in New York.
Or not.
New York, everywhere else.
Well,
New York is even worse because those motherfuckers jump some shit up your ass.
That's right. Well, that is true.
They have a recourse, though. Sounds like Georgia, you guys don't have a recourse for corrupted cops.
No, there is. And corrupt cops have gotten in a lot of trouble.
There's always
Atlanta's
IA.
Just finally disbanded the Red Dog Unit. It should have been disbanded a long, long time.
You're talking about a state whose governor,
an organized
they tried,
crime
they tried to arrest for prostitution. They had a police officer find stolen cars in front of the governor's mansion.
The governor's mansion?
Yes, this was a few years back. This was one of our other, Jackson. And he would, Georgia has some of the most corrupt politicians besides Chicago.
Well, I live in New Orleans. I live in New Orleans. In New Orleans, the cops are way underpaid, and they're already on the edge, but I've been pulled over drunk twice by state troopers. I've been escorted back to my hotel room. I've been drove off to...
Yeah. New Orleans
is... You've been
lucky, then. Oh, no, it happened three times.
No, I would not say that this is actually abnormal to Georgia. And it does require some pretty...
You said to me that you need a DOJ involved in your state.
We've been fortunate in Georgia. There are some very good lawyers. Jerry Weber, Bruce... What the hell is Bruce's last name? We've got a few good ones who will take a case as far as it needs to go. It's a rare lawyer who's willing to buck the police because they've got to deal with them on a regular basis as well.
Virgil Brown.
So, do you police in a rural area or in a metropolitan area?
I'm definitely rural.
Oh, so you're in the backwoods doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm definitely backwoods.
Yeah, if you're on his LJ.
Can you not tell from the accent?
If you're on his LJ. If you ever saw his blog, it is some backwoods stuff going on.
Seriously, I'll give you an example. About a year ago, I started policing again. Well, before that, I got out of it, and I delivered for Domino's for 2 years, which was fucked up. I'd rather suck dick for beer money than ever do that shit again. It was fucked up. But anyway.
Yeah, sure, it's free.
Yeah, seriously, it was fucked up. I'm not even going to go into how fucked up it is because I'm going to sound like a racist. And I'm really not because I just hate everybody. But anyway, when I started back policing, I worked for this deputy sheriff. The sheriff had been the sheriff for like 80 years, seriously. This motherfucker was old.
Since he was 10.
Yeah, actually. And they told me, don't go down this road, swamp monster lives down the road.
I love that story.
Swamp monster?
The fuck?
This is legit for real?
Yes! I'm not gonna tell you some shit.
The reality is the weirdest part.
But anyway, I'm driving. They told me not to drive down it, so I'm like, fuck this shit, I'm gonna drive down the road. And by the way, the girl in the egg. But anyway, I'm driving down this goddamn road, and I'm like, fuck, there's cars parked out here. I'm like, swamp monster, my ass, what the fuck? So I get out. I start walking. And I'm like, honey badger, I don't give a shit. There's a bunch of fucking motherfuckers out there having cock fights. Not with chickens, but with their fucking dogs.
With roosters, with roosters.
Naturally, honestly, it's with
roosters.
Chickens.
They're fighting roosters out in South Georgia.
Surprise.
Oh, yeah, I'll get in my car. They're like, what the fuck? Sheriff told everybody not to go down here. I'm like, oh, that would be the reason why the sheriff and everybody told me not to hunt down this road. Like, y'all get the fucking game. Fuck y'all. So I have like 10 motherfuckers in the back of my car.
That was a big damn car.
No, it wasn't. It was a lot of small motherfuckers.
Yeah, it was. It was fucked up. Then I get them all back to the jail, and the sheriff, who's there at 4 a.m. in the morning, why, I don't know, was like, I thought I told you not to go down the Swamp Monster Road. I'm like, whatever, dude. I just caught them all cockfighting. Well, I guess you gotta arrest them now. I'm like,
there was a sheriff in Georgia, Earl Lee. Yes, oh, Earl Lee, yeah. Douglas County. When I worked, I was a reporter for the Fulton County Daily Report for a while, and we were doing reports on basic every level. And he was. It was one of these situations where drugs do come into the county, but only under approval. Folks who are doing anything else end up in jail or shot. And I recently ran into an ATF agent who had also been working on the same sheriff at the same time that I was writing stories for the paper about him, who told me some very distinct stories about people being shot, leaving the jail, who he had been running drugs without his authority, that sort of thing. It's not uncommon in Georgia. It's not uncommon in far too many places. Yeah. Yeah. And
Georgia's a really screwed up state.
Really? I don't think it. Georgia is not that significantly more screwed up than other states.
We have a white county. We are the only state in the country that has a white county.
I'll grant you that one.
Okay.
I'll grant you that one.
There is no to be fair about that. It actually had a sign, and we're seriously, up until about a couple of years ago, said, if you're black, don't come in our county, motherfucker.
Forsyth County.
Forsyth, yeah. That was it.
Forsyth is a white county.
Not anymore, it's not.
It is 2%, still. And it's neighborhoods that enter from another county. Okay. Is the only, yeah. Wow. Go and look at your census.
Yeah, a girl that
go look at your last census.
Me in Grantville, went to work for Forsyth County, and she said, Dave, I'm not racist, but those motherfuckers are horrible. Because seriously.
Yeah, what time are we at?
9:39.
All right. I think we're good, unless anyone has any more questions for us to go ahead and address. There's a question in the back. We'll do one more.
Yes, is the X-Men girl hot?
The X-Men girl is fucking hot. Let her go get her. You know who else is hot? The dude sitting next to the X-Men girl.
It's about recording devices. Like, how can I use recording devices to protect myself?
You're going
to
speak up. I got homoerotic conversation to my right.
My question is about using recording devices.
Recording devices.
Yeah, like if police pulled me over, can I, like, pull out my camera and record the whole situation?
By law,
you can. But here's the thing. Don't make it obvious. Because Supreme Court said you can record anything you want to, right?
Okay.
But a cop, if you're fucking with him, is going to say, that's obstruction, blah, 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 blah.
You're getting in my way.
Okay, and legally, it depends state by state. Because in Colorado, you can record somebody with one person's knowledge, and that one person can be you.
Right.
So
same
it's
way in Georgia.
State
all I got to do is have my knowledge, and I record your ass.
Yeah.
Same for the telephone, too, in Georgia. Just one person, and if you're calling to another state, it's the laws for both. So you.
The other issue on video and photographs is that if you're in a public place, you're allowed to freely record. So that will usually be the defense you need on it. But again, like he said, subtle, respectful about it. Don't give them an opportunity to break the camera.
Don't piss off the police.
So. That's a basic, simple rule.
No POP.
Can I give you a Monopoly piece and get out of jail?
Yes, ma'am, you can.
That answer?
Yes. She can do a lot of things again.
Any other questions? All right, thank you all very much. Appreciate y'all coming out here. I do not consent to any searches, except by Dave, because it's fun.